On paper, the Corps of Engineers lowered the Missouri River this summer because of three things: the piping plover and the leaf tern, two birds that nest on sandbars, and the pallid sturgeon, a fish that lays eggs in the shallow water. Lawsuits by environmental groups like Chad Smith's argue that having too much water flowing in the summertime disrupts and essentially washes away those nesting areas. But Smith, who's with the group American Rivers, says the issue is much larger than two birds and a fish.
What we're trying to do is to restore some semblance of the river's natural flow, along with a lot of habitat, and try to make the Missouri River look and act more like a river. Right now, it's really managed like a ditch, and it looks like a ditch.
Smith says years of management by the Corps of Engineers, building dams and levees and controlling river flows, have made river depths fairly consistent. But he says that really just is not how rivers work.
You would have snow melt and rain coming into the river in the springtime, increasing the flows, and then throughout the rest of the year, particularly in the summer, in the hot summer months, the river levels would be very much lower. And that's the kind of natural dynamic that fish and wildlife on the Missouri adapted to.
And so when a federal judge in Minnesota told the Corps of Engineers to lower water levels on the Missouri, it was an attempt to get the river back to its natural ebb and flow. The court order was for a 4-week drop in levels, but the Corps only lowered the water for 3 days towards the end of the endangered species nesting period. But even those 3 days upset business leaders along the river, particularly the barge industry. Towboats can be seen pushing barges up and down the Missouri River between Sioux City, Iowa, and St. Louis. A group of politicians and business leaders, in fact, recently met at the Gateway Arch in St. Louis to criticize the judge's order. It's actually the Mississippi River that passes in front of the arch, but because the Missouri spills into the Mississippi just north of St. Louis, the group noted that lowering one would lower the other. And Missouri Senator Jim Talent says that has a negative effect on jobs and the local economy.
When that river goes down, the barges can't move. We're inhibiting barge traffic already, and if this continues, it's going to stop. And we really need to step back from the brink of an action that I just think is unreasonable and being forced on us by an extreme interpretation of the law by the courts.
Congresswoman Joanne Emerson, whose district borders the Mississippi, wonders why the Endangered Species Act that essentially won the lawsuit to lower levels is of higher importance than people's livelihoods.
You know, my mandate in Congress is from people up and down the Mississippi River, people from my congressional district. My mandate isn't from the piping plover or the leaf tern or the pallid sturgeon.
The debate over the Missouri River might have been moot if not for one other factor. A drought has plagued parts of the Midwest for more than a year and made the rivers even lower. A few days after the group met at the arch, the Mississippi River got too shallow for any barge traffic and closed for a weekend. Having cargo just sitting there, not getting to market, cost the economy $1 million a day by some estimates. Barge groups blame the lowering of the Missouri. Environmental groups blame the drought. Barge traffic is moving again, and the nesting season is over for the endangered species named in the lawsuit. But the fight is far from over, as both sides appear ready for another round. Once again, Chad Smith with American Rivers.
We're prepared to stay in court for as long as it takes. If the Corps is going to continue to be obstinate about this, the Corps is now, you know, on notice through the court actions of this summer that these things are serious and they can't hide from them.
For its part, the Corps has said it will work with other government agencies, namely the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, to come up with a plan for managing the river for both wildlife and the barges in time for next year. But it has said that before, and the two sides seem just as far apart as they've ever been. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tom Weber.